back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. As we are standing by, we've got a reporter down at the ledge in Regina as the finance minister, Jim Ryder, is expected to give an update, a mid-year update on the government of Saskatchewan's balance sheet. We know, remember, we started with a projected $12 million surplus. Then after the first quarter, well, we were at about a $350 million deficit, thanks to some changes in the pension, $80 million increase in cost to the wildfires, and some reduced revenue from SAS Power. Where are we at now mid-year? We will get that information from our reporter who's down there, and actually we're working at getting Finance Minister Jim Ryder on the program for tomorrow. Well, this topic is one that you and I have talked about. In fact, we've done and talked about this topic a few times over the last couple of years. Youth unemployment. And it is high in Canada right now. We're hearing right here in our province and on our show, you have told us that your children are having a tough time getting jobs right now. Why is that the case? Just a couple of weeks ago, we had Bring Your Child to Work Day. And that, of course, is meant to expose young people to their parents' workplaces. I know we had a couple of youngsters, grade niners, I think it was, at the CKOM studio as I was working. They sat in with me for a couple of hours that morning, and one of them even did an interview with me afterwards to try and understand broadcasting and the job. So, you know, the whole theory is expose these young people, grade nines in this case, to workplaces, and maybe it might be a trigger to help them choose what their career path looks like. We also learned in the most recent federal budget that the feds are limiting how many temporary foreign workers can be in our country. Does that factor into this as well? Why are young people struggling to find work? Are there not enough positions? Are employers passing them over for people with more experience? Is it a work ethic issue? I'm looking forward to having a conversation with our next guest. Sharif Mahdi is the CEO of the Students Commission of Canada. He's a national youth employment expert, and I'm very happy to have Sharif joining us by phone today. Thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you for having me.
So when I look at unemployment rates in Canada, youth unemployment is almost double, 14%. Maybe just start off, Sharif, with your thoughts on why we're seeing these numbers.
Well, we're in an interesting moment historically. We have massive technological change. We have geopolitical instability. We have the threat of tariffs. We also have changing expectations of what work is. And when you add all those pieces together, you get a situation where the work world is very different from maybe the world you and I entered when we first started working.
It's, you know, it's interesting when you say, I mean, the tech change one is I'm not shocked to hear you say that. And I think we can all envision how technology could change, especially some of those entry level jobs that youth would often be stepping into. But can you give me maybe a deeper look at the geopolitical discussion?
Well, I think right now we're in a moment of like very big shifts in terms of like the orientation of where power is in the world. You have our southern neighbor kind of making some decisions to focus a bit more inward in a way that hasn't been how they've done things before. You also have decisions being made around tariffs. And, you know, for about 30 or 40 years, we've been increasingly building an economy internationally, but in Canada in particular, that is based on a kind of free trade arrangement. So when you add in tariffs and you add in, you know, every few weeks, the decisions about tariffs may be changing, ups and downs on that, it creates a lot of uncertainty that makes it harder for employers to take risks. And for some employers, what we're hearing is that hiring young people who don't necessarily have the experience feels too risky for them right now.
Is that where you're going, Sharif, when you mentioned expectations have maybe changed? Explain what you mean by that.
I think what I mean by that is just that employers are expecting young people they're expecting candidates to apply for jobs who have experience, right? And then we're also expecting young people who apply to have the experience, but we're not necessarily willing to get them the experience they need to be able to kind of build that experience base to make them successful candidates. Mm-hmm. That's why, as you described in your intro, programs like Take Our Kids to Work are really, really important, because they give young people an initial experience that helps to start build that resume and build that network that can connect them to more experience down the road.
Sharif Mahdi is my guest, CEO of the Students Commission of Canada, a national youth employment expert. Are we seeing, is this a growing gap in youth unemployment in our country?
I'd say that it's the highest it's been since the 1990s, the late 1990s, except for a brief period during the pandemic when everybody was experiencing high unemployment as we were locking down. And I think it's just, again, it's a confluence of different factors all happening at the same time. You know, one of the stories we shared at Take Our Kids to Work a few weeks ago was that technological change doesn't necessarily have to mean loss of jobs. You know, about 150 years ago, we didn't have diggers, automatic diggers to dig our ground when we're building things. We were doing it by hand. We got diggers, the jobs shifted. We need to kind of have the same mindset in bringing young people to the AI kind of conversation, the technological conversation, and have them be partners with us in figuring out what those new jobs are going to be.
I'm always reluctant to bring up kind of the generational differences, because this gets a bit unwieldy sometimes in terms of a conversation, but are there generational differences that play into this? And I'm thinking specifically, Sharif, when you talk about who the employers are today, what their expectations are, and what the generation that we're looking to hire have in terms of expectations and priorities.
It's a really good question, and I'll share a quick story with you. We were doing some research on, like, you know, any generation's experience, historical perspectives on younger generations. And we found in the research that even in Greek and ancient Egyptian times, there were media at the time that said, what's wrong with the younger generation? So it's kind of part of human nature to always kind of say, what's wrong with younger generations? We then looked at media, newspapers over the past 150 years, and there's every 20 years or so, there's an article that comes out, what's wrong with the youngest generation? So this is kind of part of human nature, to kind of look at what young people are bringing to the table and kind of be thrown off by it. It's part of the natural evolution of what happens for us. But I would say that COVID in particular has probably made things a bit more pronounced. We have a bunch of people, young people, who learned through screens, learned to connect that way, and it's resulted in a need to kind of re-socialize young people and support them in understanding what work actually is. There are some basic assumptions that I think us as older generations have about work that we need to be really explicit about when we're supporting youth. Like in my own work, I have to sit down with some of my newer employees and say, you have to respond within one day. You can't leave someone unread, a client unread, for weeks at a time. You have to respond in one day. I just assumed that that was something that they were being trained and taught, right? And so we have to kind of think about what are our assumptions about work and be really, and then take those and be really explicit with our new hires about what we expect them to do so that they understand some of these things that they didn't get to learn because of some of the damage that occurred during COVID.
Sharif Mahdi is my guest, the youth employment expert. I'm curious when I hear you talk like that, clearly, okay, you're an employer, Sharif. You have a responsibility to help your employees understand how to do the job, how to do their job properly and effectively and efficiently. But there are some basic skills that I'm going to suggest that people need to possess before getting into any workforce. It doesn't have to be job specific knowledge, but responsibility, punctuality. Are we doing a good job? And I'm putting we in quotes. I don't know if it's parents or schools or just society in general. Are we doing a good job setting our youngest generations up for success?
I would say that we need to take a whole of society approach here. I think sometimes we blame the younger generation, we blame the employers, we blame government, we blame corporations. This is going to take everyone to kind of solve this issue. We have to do a better job collectively at, you know, working with the young people that are in our lives to remind them about what the work world is, what are the expectations, make sure that they're getting that from multiple sources, because not everyone is coming from the same background and experience. What Take Our Kids to Work does really well is it levels the playing field. Mm. It introduces you to the world of work, regardless of whether you have a parent who has a job or you have a parent who can take you to work. We now connect students and young people to experiences that they would not otherwise get connected to. through their own connections. So we really see this whole of society effort. We have employers, we have schools, we have parents, we have young people all coming together on this day to kind of learn these things together. And that's something we need to bring 365 days a year rather than just one day a year.
It's such an interesting topic, Sharif. And I actually have a guest a little bit later on in the show today who is the director of a school division where they are weaving agriculture into its learning curriculum, because of course in Saskatchewan agriculture is a big part of people's livelihoods. So should we be looking at school curriculums to help prepare students for workforce?
Absolutely. I think that is a brilliant innovation, and I'd love to be connected to that school division director to learn more. You know, one of the things we're hearing from students and young people is how much more can we make the high school experience more experiential, less sitting and being talked at, right? And how can we make the post-secondary experience less experiential? And we've had we have so many students who tell us that when they are able to apply what they're learning to real life scenarios and situations, that things go much better for them. Mm-hmm. We have so many of our Take Our Kids to Work participants who are telling us that because they got experience that day doing something concrete, it now is like opening doors to all sorts of possibilities for them. So I think if we can build more experience, and the formal term for it is work integrated learning, where the learning is happening through work and experience rather than in a kind of academic course setting. It's not to say either or. We need both and. But we need to kind of be shifting a bit more to that experiential hands-on learning for a lot of our students.
It is a pretty innovative thing. It's the Horizon School Division in Saskatchewan. And our producer can connect you with the director from that school division. Again, we're chatting today with Sharif Mahdi, who is the CEO of Students Commission of Canada and the National Youth Employment Expert that we've got on the program today. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Sharif, but how much of a factor is foreign workers? And when I say foreign workers, I mean, that's a big topic. So I'm not just talking temporary foreign workers, but, new Canadians that will be also looking for entry-level jobs. This becomes a bit of a debate, and we've had this talk on the show before. Is that a factor for some of these youth unemployment rates that we're seeing in the country?
Yeah, I think it's one of many factors. I don't think it's the sole factor. And, one of the things that we get a bit concerned about is when, one particular issue becomes seen as the only factor, right? So, but I think what we have to think about here is, what is the economic incentive to be hiring temporary foreign workers, right? So in some cases, employers are able to, the cost of hiring those folks is less than hiring folks who have permanent residency or who have citizenship. So we have to look at that part of the system and not assign blame to the foreign workers themselves, and look at the kind of economic incentives that make this an attractive option for employers, and figure out in ways in which we can make it economically viable for organizations to hire folks from a broad range of demographics, not just one category, right? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought there, Sharif.
And I just say, one of the programs we're running right now is a wage subsidy program where we incentivize the employers to hire young people for an 8 to 12 week period. And we've had a 92% success rate in those companies, keeping those employees after the fact. Like sometimes they just need a bit of a nudge, a carrot, so to speak, in terms of, hey, I've got a really ambitious young person here who wants to work with you. I know it's a bit of a risk right now with the business uncertainty. Here's some wage subsidy that we can offer. Let's go from there. And that nudge often gets those young people employed for a much longer time.
Makes sense for sure. Listen, we are up against the clock here. I'm going to give you last word here on advice you would give to youth looking to enter the workforce, and a message you would like to leave with employers who are listening.
Yeah, I would just say to young people right now that, it's really important to try to get to build your network and get out there. Experiences like Take Our Kids to Work help you build that network, get you connected. If you just participated in Take Our Kids to Work, don't forget the people you met, because they might be the ones who actually got you your first job. My Take Our Kids to Work experience was at a nonprofit with my dad, and now I'm running a nonprofit myself. Mm-hmm. So it does work. To employers, stop seeing young people as risks and see them as opportunities. and figure out how you can make those opportunities thrive in your workplace.
Sharif, I've enjoyed having you on the program. Thanks for sharing your thoughts today.
Thank you for the opportunity. Chat soon. Take care.
Sharif Mahdi, CEO of the Students Commission of Canada. He's a national youth employment expert. I want to, we'll take a break, but when we come back, I want to hear from you. I know employers, we often will, when we have this topic, have a number of people call in who own businesses, who have that challenge finding labor to work within whatever the industry is that your business fits into. I would like to hear from parents. What is your experience when it comes to youth unemployment? The lack of ability for youth to find a job. The rate is double regular unemployment numbers in Canada right now, and Saskatchewan is no different. More of those topics and your thoughts when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.